Hey, aloha Maura, this is Shannon, or Witch Wolf Spain 10 on the main site. In regards to the question of the week, I think the way she left the open-endedness for Petunia is perfect, because we go back into Snape's memory and see that Petunia, and we get to wonder, and I think it speaks more to her character of why she didn't say anything and how being a Dursley has affected her from being a little girl till now. I've been more intrigued about Dudley, more so than his parents, because I think one of the biggest unexplained mysteries post-Potter is what the Dementors made Dudley relive in Order of the Phoenix. Remember then in Half-Blood Prince that Dumbledore insinuates that Vernon and Petunia have mistreated their son even more so than Harry. And I'd imagine that ties into what the Dementors brought to Dudley's thoughts when they got close. Because of his response to Harry in this final book with the cup of tea and his dialogue with Harry, wondering why Harry's not going with them, I can't imagine it was just about Hagrid giving him that tale in the first book, or only that memory. I would actually be severely disappointed if it had to do only with his poor experiences with magic, because for all intents and purposes, this new Dudley no longer has that debilitating fear of magic. He's the one who essentially decides for the family that he's going to go with these wizards. He seems to recognize that Harry saved his life, and from Order of the Phoenix to this moment in Deathly Hallows, he's clearly had some time to reflect on how he feels about Harry. So I'm still so ravenous for that information about Dudley and the Dementors, because it's obviously the reason he had this turnaround, and it can't be a coincidence that Dumbledore addressed his treatment in Half-Blood Prince. Anyway, love the show. Thank you so much for creating it. Can't wait for next week. Have a good one.